Okay, you're very welcome back to the 9 till noon show, broadcasting live for this Christmas special from the Mount Errigal Hotel. If you're only after joining us, you missed a most wonderful moment when we did our home for Christmas, and we united a family from New Zealand and her family here from Convoy, and it was just absolutely a lovely thing to be a part of. Now, as we promised, we have more live music for you now, and we are going to hear again from the Mulroy College Choir. This is their second song, so folks, whenever you're ready, take it away. You have to clap yourselves, folks. You have to clap yourselves. Wow, that was fantastic. Really, really, really well done. Two things stood out for me. The key change, superb, superb. And also the dancing, fantastic. You're through to the next round, folks. Well done. Congratulations. Okay, brilliant stuff. That's it. We only have two rehearsed. Yeah. Kind of would like to do this for the rest of the day. Come back onto the mic there for me, if you don't mind, Trudy. Indeed. Listen, brilliant stuff. And Chloe doesn't want to speak to me. Chloe?
She will speak. Chloe will always speak, yes.
So, Chloe,
the children are confident for a purpose.
Yes. Exactly. But come here, though. Isn't it... I do sound like a scratch record, but you see the confidence grow in your students, don't you, as they go through the process of learning music and performing and all that. I mean, it really is... The music is brilliant, but it goes far beyond that almost, doesn't it?
It definitely does. And, I mean, something like this, like having a choir on at lunchtime and having events like these students, they meet every single week. and they come to rehearsal every week and they have the best fun together. And you really see their confidence grow when they're working together and singing together and just having the best crack. And it definitely it feeds into the classroom too, 100%. So they're an absolute pleasure to work with.
Brilliant. Have you had a concert this afternoon?
Yes.
Did you tell Chloe?
We kind of get over one thing first and then we move on to the next.
Compartmentalise, that's it.
So
indeed. Okay.
That's the way we work.
So what's happening this afternoon?
So this afternoon we have our full school Christmas concert and it's a really fun afternoon and it's generally pretty chaotic in the morning because it's a case that the classes stay with their class teacher in the morning and prepare an act to perform in the afternoon. So not a lot of the stuff is really pre-rehearsed apart from our fabulous choir, obviously. Yeah. They're always ready to go anyway and I think a lot of our Leaving Cert music students are here and they're going to perform a number of songs as well.
Excellent, so, which I think makes you coming down to visit us all the more special on what is a very, very busy day and we really appreciate it. But listen, what a treat it's been for us here and for the listeners as well. We thank you so very much and we're getting towards Christmas. Chloe, Trudy, you deserve the break, of course. You love what you do, but you know,
pretty,
Chloe seems more keen for the break than teacher.
It's always a really, especially being music teachers, it's always a really busy time coming up to Christmas.
Yeah,
but these students make it worth it.
Of course. Yeah, and listen, Camille, how proud can all the parents and guardians and caregivers be of them all? Fantastic. One more round of applause for yourself, guys. Thank you very, very much. Really, really, really do appreciate it.
Thank you for having us.
No, it's our pleasure. It's our pleasure just to have talent like that right on our doorsteps. Absolutely amazing.
Happy Christmas!
Well, can we do that one more time with the mics up? Because no one told me we've got... Sorry, what were you saying, folks?
Merry Christmas!
You okay? And Merry Christmas to you too. Thank you so very much indeed. Okay. The connection to Remoughton seems pretty steady at the moment. Well, should we take a quick break and then head back to Tommy? We've got the three Marys still here. Okay, they brought their audience. That's how busy it is here, folks. There's at least 100 people here waiting for the three Marys, as you can expect. And we also have Arne in a little later on. But what we will do is we're going to take a break whilst we all get set up. We're going to be able to go back to Remoughton, as I say. Fair play to the ESB crews, by the way, out there in absolutely awful weather. They're still operating and trying to repair supplies during a yellow wind warning. So we really appreciate the work that they're doing. All right, stay right where you are. Back with more from the 9 till noon show live from the Mount Errigal. And it's okay if you want to clap us out of this. Live from the Mount Errigal. We'll be back in 2 or 3 minutes.
The county's number one talk show, the 9 till noon show on Highland Radio.
Fingers crossed the ESB have worked their magic. Sinead Black has got... It's all right, folks. Don't worry about the sound. We are... we're very fluid here. Sinead, we can hear you. We've been watching you. You've been steady or stable for the last 5 or 10 minutes. So fingers crossed, Tommy and Sinead, over to you guys. And thanks so much for all the staff's patience as well, by the way.
Time, Greg. It's just funny you said. I was like, everybody cross your fingers and your toes and everything now that Greg can hear us. We were having a good old sing-song there, Tommy, weren't we?
We were.
Absolutely. Apologies again, once again, out of our control with the weather, but we're having good old times here. Before we got cut off, we were speaking to Marion, who is the nursing of... Pardon? Ward manager. She was just explaining to us, Greg, everything that's been happening in the Christmas births this week. Hopefully, take 52 now,
take
Marion.
52,
tell
Marion.
Everybody.
Okay, well, here we go. Okay, this week has been a great week for residents here in the community hospital in Remelton. Monthly, we started off with a lovely traditional music session in the evening, and that was led by our admin staff, Marita. On Tuesday, we had the pupils from the Skullwara across the road. They came over to us on Tuesday morning and we had lovely singing and entertainment from them with their Moonshore Deirdre and the rest of the Caroline. On Wednesday we had our in-house Christmas party here yesterday. We had live music and we had lovely entertainment for the afternoon. Lovely food provided by our kitchen staff and the staff and the residents had a lovely day. And today now to top it all off we have Highland Radio here with us at Remelton Community Hospital. So thank you.
And we have a bit of power in. Come here. Monday is going to be a big day for you, Marion.
Monday, yeah, Christmas Day is a lovely day here in the community hospital. Everybody, all the staff work really, really hard to make sure that our residents have a really homely and happy Christmas Day here. The kitchen staff have been working tirelessly all week, you know, with the food and the preparations, and the staff in the ward have been working all week as well to have our residents have a lovely Christmas day.
Yeah, and as Sinead was saying yesterday, you know, all the staff in the nursing homes all around the county, like, fair play to them, giving up their Christmas day to come in working and all, it's great. But Sinead, you have a gentleman there. I think his jumper is the cause of our
Tommy, you're not getting it tonight. We're not. This jumper lights up, Greg. Now, Tommy's getting very, very pernickety about his fashion sense as the week goes on. But Soban joins me now. He's the nursing manager of Nursing Director. And so lovely to have you, Soban. And I'm sure you're very proud of all your staff here. It's a busy time for you.
Yeah, definitely. Like, you know, I'm very proud of all the staff works here. Like, you know, because, like, you know, it's been an amazing week, like, so much activities planned for the residents, like, you know, and behind that, like, you know, there is a good bit of preparation needed, it and staff are working tirelessly to get that happen, it, like, you know, and everybody is really, like, you know, all the communities really coming forward, you know, to have this the residents being well looked after, you know. So it's thanks for all the staff, and again thanks for the Highland Radio, you know, for coming down, for giving us an opportunity, and again have a bit of crack for the residents, you know. It's been really lovely.
Yeah, were definitely having that as we were off air, but thank you very much. From again, we had some family members in, Greg, during the break there, and I'm sure that they would like to thank you for all your work and the goes on behind the scenes and throughout this festive period. So Greg, just before we go to some patients, you know, I went for some water earlier, and there's lots. This is quite a large community hospital here. Every little room had Highland Radio on.
Oh,
and,
wow.
I was very touching, and it's the importance of company that the radio brings. So I thought I would just tell you that they were all listening to you this
morning.
Sinead,
can I just say, you always bring a lovely bit of colour to these links, in that, you know, you point out some nice things for us. So thank you very much for that. I do appreciate it.
Well, I think it's just nice to touch on small things that make a huge difference, and I know that radio does. So it was very moving to go up the corridor and mention that. Now, you're talking about moving. We've had three songs from Tommy since we've been off air. The residents were singing for us as well. We've lots of characters here in Remelton. Tommy, you might speak to Sean
now.
Yes,
indeed. I'm going to talk to Sean McBride. Sean is from Downins. He's a resident here. Sean, how's it going?
It's going wonderfully well. And I would like to pay a tribute to all the staff here who are so marvellous to us. We've had 3 days of ultra celebrations. To Marion, to Veronica, who caught me up this morning, and to everyone. I couldn't say enough about you. You're so kind, deep down. And I will always remember this for how many days I live.
Lovely, Sean. And Sean was telling
Sean has written a poem in Irish, and we're going to get him to read it for us now. Very talented. Tell us what the poem is about, Sean.
Okay. Before this, can I thank 4 people in Downings who make my life livable there? Josephine McBride, Shemi McBride, Bernie Coyle, and Anne Doherty. They come in to me on behalf of the HEA every day.
Right, you can let us hear your poem there now, Sean.
This is about the empty seat, the effects of COVID. Silse glóite, sus a shroide, silse glóite, a glass of gach poiste, silse glóite, a fud na hoite, glum de chrí, a glass of anam, Gahorster. Toshgel to presenter Egon S. Foster. Freeman Torres, Trent Spear, Sir Vore Kroster. Long the Breger, Con Gah Poster Besoster, The Marporch, O Santa, in a Vogoster. Franona, Fanoni Ehanolog, being tourist Quintoris, are in radio consim on Esoga Kahu, Afrin Agus on the Quinnel, on Incense, Agus Gach Padger, Gach Kyol, Conan Lanav Isa Afolchu. Thoresh on Harnash Convaya, Agus Conan Rabaka Papi, Gomer Sheaves Ray Concorcha Osanta if fame Gomokar Majin La Hohas Moor in Achri Brega Nabring Logi Avi Son Liturga Santa fame Elor Nabranona being Glech Chaftlik Ela Hon Och Agraca or Borg Nulla Glom the Bia Thon Glech. Congachenia, the Portuch Silvela, Marlene Donis Ostva, Ta on Spals Full of Marpinos Olia.
Well done, Sean. That's great. I think we're going to have a song now, Sinead, are we?
Oh, are we ready? Greg, are you ready for this?
Who's singing, though? Who's singing?
No.
I'm not going to lie. I've got friends in the ESB, so I can get this cut off very, very quickly. I just want to...
You dare.
Let's, Joe, the moment you've all been waiting for.
Joe, put your fingers on the mic fader, please. Thank you very much. Okay, ready to go.
Tommy Rosny, along with the residents here in Community Hospital Remelton, are going to sing today for you. This is Bobby McGee. Do you sing along at home? Take it away, Tommy.
Bust the flat and Baton Rouge.
Heading for a train.
Feeling nearly faded as my jeans.
Yeah.
Bobby, come diesel down. Just before it rained, took us all the way to New Orleans. Well, I took my harpoon out of my dirty red bandana.
Any dancers?
Was going sad when Bobby sang the blues. With them windshield wipers slapping time, and Bobby clapping hands, finally sang a baby song I ever knew. We just another word for nothing left to lose. Nothing ain't worth nothing, but it's free. Feeling good was easy, Lord, when Bobby sang the blues. Even that was good enough for me. Good enough for me and Bobby McGee. From the coal mines of Kentucky to the California sun, Bobby shared the secrets of my soul. Standing right beside me, Lord, do everything I've done. Every night you kept me from the cold. Then somewhere in there, Salida's Lord, I let her slip away. Searching for a home I'd hope she'd find. Well, I traded all my tomorrows for a single yesterday, holding Bobby's body close to mine. Dreams just another word for nothing left to lose. Nothing ain't worth nothing, but it's free. Feeling good was easy, Lord, when Bobby sang the blues. Even that was good enough for me. Good enough for me and Sinead Black.
Hey! Right, you had them bopping here in the Mount Argyle Hotel, Tommy. Well done to you. That was a cracker.
I'd be expecting
Christmas
to be on the next Thailand concert.
Why not? Definitely, we'll get you a front row seat. Come here. Do you want a couple of minutes of a wee break and then we'll come back to you, or what's the story?
Yeah, Greg, I would need a wee break after
Go
that
on, because you were bopping left, right and centre there, Sinead. Fair play to you. Okay, we'll be back to Remelton in a moment, but I want to welcome into our little studio here three friends of Highland Radio. That's not that sheet. It's the Three Marys, who have recently released a CD. And we welcome all of you. Mary, thank you, Mary. Mary?
Thank you, Greg. Thank you.
But come here, how's the experience been of performing, recording? It's so exciting, isn't it?
It's very exciting, yeah.
Very exciting, yeah.
Okay. And talk to us about the EP. What's on it?
The EP is a selection of songs from the three of us, and we also have Eileen McGee Ferry. She's singing as Gaelica. And we're also have Margot give us a song and Daniel.
Well, wow, fantastic. Yeah, all right, so okay.
And it's a charity CD for...
How do people get a hold of
it's
the
CD? It's available online through Enidin Mhaire.
You should be holding it up, like, yeah, you know, Mhaire Senior Social Club. Here we are. Look, there it is, the
and
Three Mhaires.
You can buy it in the Cope in Dunloe.
Look at those beautiful ladies there. Mary Rogers. Mary McGee, good morning to you, of course.
Morning.
How are
Greg.
You keeping?
I'm very well, thank you.
Last time, I love your hat, by the way.
Oh, thank you.
It's not
much.
Hat, it's somewhere between antlers and a crown.
That'd be me.
And how are you enjoying your...
Oh, marvellous. Yeah. New life, it's great fun.
It is
great fun. We really enjoyed it. What we do for fun, and we take a lot of fun from it.
Now, this was a multi-purpose thing we were doing here because I wanted to give the crew and Remelton a break, but also I don't want to delay the Mulroy College Choir too long because they have stayed, which this is amazing. Yeah. So we've got the Three Mhaires backed by the Mulroy College Choir. This is amazing, isn't it? Impromptu as well. So what song are we doing, Mary?
We're going to do a fun Christmas song called Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, and we're going to sing it twice with the choir. And the key of G.
Okay.
All right, take it away.
Yep, go ahead.
Okay. And
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer had a very shiny nose. And if you ever saw it, you would even say it glows.
A light bulb.
All of the other reindeers used to laugh and call him names. They never let Rudolph join in any reindeer game. Then one foggy Christmas Eve, Santa came to say, Rudolph, with your nose so bright, won't you guide my sleigh tonight? And all the reindeers loved him as they shouted out with glee, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, you're the darling history. Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer had a very shiny nose, and if you ever saw it, you would even say it glows. All of the other reindeers used to laugh and call him names. They never let for Rudolph join in any reindeer game. Santa came to say, Rudolph, with your nose so bright, won't you guide my sleigh tonight? Then all the reindeers loved him as he shouted out with glee, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, you're the man in history.
Yahoo! Yes! Well done, everyone. And we've got this situation where we're dancing to them in Remountain and they're dancing in Remountain to you guys. It's crazy, isn't it, that we're all connected like we are. Well done, everyone. That was absolutely fantastic. Well, listen, shall we go with it now? Shall we go for another one?
Another one, yeah. We have...
The Drummer Boy sounds.
Little Drummer Boy, yeah.
Oh, no, hold on. That's the Rudolph was the second one. Okay, well, let us... Can I take a quick break?
Yeah.
And then what we'll do is we'll come back with Little Drummer Boy, because I want to chat to the Mhaires a wee bit more as well, too. All right, stay right where you are. We'll be back with more in the 9 till noon show, live here from the Mount Errigal and Remelton after these. Okay, now we head straight back to Remelton. And we say good morning again to Sinead at the Community Hospital in Remelton. Thanks for your patience, Sinead. What are we going to do next?
So next here in Letterkenny, and it's been a long week. I'm in Remelton.
What are you drinking?
In the community hospital here in Remelton, Connell during the break was reciting a lovely bit of poem for us. So if you don't mind, Greg, and to the listeners, Tommy's going to speak to Connell now.
Connell, all the way from Kilmacrenan. This guy is a talented guy. We were listening to him during the break, and he can sing, he can dance. Anything you want him to do, he'd do it for a price. Connell, you're going to do a little recitation for us, are you?
I had a comrade, Bare Leg Joe, and we went fishing long, long ago. He was a big fella and I was wee. Down in the Thornhole there lived a big trout. Often we saw him wandering about. He was a monster more than a pound, but crafty, crafty Joe soon found. Out from his pocket produced a fiddle string. Man, dear Joe, says I, that's the bloody thing. Up to the heavens an owl cap sped, dear leg Joe was standing on his head. Trespassers, no matter, have we not a pound or walloping on the ground? God bless rivers shining in the sun. God bless fishermen, everyone. And God be with the good old days when I went fishing with bare leg Joe.
Well, I was just saying to Sinead, myself and Sinead were saying, how did he remember all the words of that? Come, oh, he's away again.
I might be broke a corner one morning, I did stray. I met some rebels there, and this to me did say, I've got orders from the captain to assemble at the bar, but how are we to reach Dunloe without a motor car? Oh, Barney, dear, be up, good cheer, we'll tell you what we'll do. We'll wire up to St. Orler before we walk so far, and we'll give the boys a jolly ride on Johnson's motor car. When Johnson got the wire, he soon put on his shoes. He says the case is urgent, there's little time to lose. And if he were a fancy cat and on his breast a star, you could hear the din going through the fun of Johnson's motor car. But when he came to the reeling bridge, he met some rebels there. He knew the game was up with them, and this is indeed it stare. He says, I've got a permit, lad, for travelling out so far. You can keep your English permit, lad, we want your motor car. They put the car in motion and filled her to the brim, with guns and bayonets shining while Johnson heated grin. And this shut off like a star. You could hear the din going through Grunfin of Johnson's motor car. Sure, when Ireland's free, we sure will see Johnson's motor car.
Whoa!
Now, Greg, I don't think you could remember all them words, huh?
Back to you, Sinead. I'm just looking at this lady beside you, and she was enjoying that.
Okay, well done, well done.
Sinead, are you going to give us one quick song? Because I know you have lots of things to be getting up to and stuff. Or did we have the song? Is Tommy doing the music today? Look at Sinead's face. No, maybe Tommy provided the music today. I don't want to put you under any pressure, Sinead.
We've been singing all through
okay,
the PowerPoint.
Right.
No, listen, I can give you another song, but will we do the presentation just
Yeah, I'll tell
we
you, we'll do that, and then we'll let you away, because it's been a long morning, and I'm sure everyone's busy there. So let's get that presentation together, and what we are doing all of this week is visiting various nursing homes. We're in the community hospital in Remelton, and it's thanks to the donation and generosity of a listener to Highland Radio that wishes to stay anonymous. And we have a beautiful hamper for the staff and residents at the community hospital in Remelton. And also, we have a donation to the Residents Comfort Fund of €500. So thanks again to that anonymous person. And here's Tommy
Absolutely.
Now. I'll have to talk
sure
the radio listeners
the
through this. Yeah, exactly. I've heard the joy all week, Sinead, and that's no small part to you and Tommy. And are you out tomorrow again, or is that it?
Yes, boy, we're out
yes, boy.
Tomorrow. I think we're for convoy tomorrow, is that right, Greg?
Okay, yep. I haven't been told yet. Caroline keeps me on a need-to-know basis, and apparently I don't need to know yet.
Yes, absolutely. And a big shout out to Caroline as well, who is a huge, huge...
Is she there? I don't see
program.
Her here.
Oh, well, I'm sure she's listening, no doubt, Greg. But we'll say a big thank you to her. But just as you announced, I take it that some of the staff didn't know here that they were getting a lovely donation of money as well. And this gorgeous hamper that, as we know, is heavy all week, that I've given up on trying to hold it now at this stage. But we'll get a little quick photo here before we leave you with a lovely song.
Okay, no problem.
Okay.
Ready to go, Sinead, whenever you are. And they are too. This is radio. What are you going to juggle next?
All on social media, YouTube, Facebook, you name it, you can watch it back. Thank you very much, everybody, for having us here in Remelton. We want to wish you a very Merry Christmas from all at Highland Radio. And, of course, once again, a big round of applause to that anonymous listener. For
Yay! All right, Sinead, whenever you're ready.
We're going to leave you with an old Kamali song, as we were singing lots of them through the power cut, if you don't mind, Greg. All the residents here know this one. So this is Destination Donegal. Merry Christmas from Remelton.
Yay!
We're going to have a wee waltz as well, I believe, huh?
As I stand aboard the starboard bow and watch the ocean foam, as I view each new
Tommy wants a partner.
I drive further from my home.
Come on.
I've seen her on a foreign ship, destination, Donegal. I make my way from Mallon through Bundoran to Raphoe, from Port Sullivan down to Killybegs, by Creasla and Dunloe. I'd wander around by Bardsmore Gap, and everyone I'd call, then beyond the Blue Stack Mountains to the town of Donegal. All right,
and that is where we leave it from Remelton. Thanks again to Sinead, and thanks to Tommy, and thanks to Joe as well for their technical support. And thanks to, did I say Tommy for technical support? Joe Dex, Joe Doherty. And again, thanks to the ESB for getting the power back up and running there. Maybe someone might turn that speaker down just a little bit for me, if that's okay. We're still in the company of the three Marys, Mary Rogers, Mary McGee, Mary Jo Boner. And Mary Jo, The one word that was mentioned a little earlier on was fun, and it is fun, isn't it? Because I enjoy use, it gives me joy, if that makes sense.
It's getting people out of the houses and getting going and getting dancing, having good fun.
Who would you say the brains of the operation is? Like, who's the Bono in the Three Marys?
Oh, the one holding the guitar.
Okay.
Mary says it's me and her, but we have to say it's her.
I know. But listen, me and you know, all right? We know. Okay, come here. Listen, thank you so much for making the journey over.
I know you were up with the... Thank you for having us.
No, it's all a pleasure. And you were up with the lads on Monday Night Sessions. I really enjoyed that. That was a lovely, joyous thing. Wasn't it? And here we are again. It's fantastic. And we're going to do Little Drummer Boy?
Little Drummer Boy.
Okay.
Before we sing, is it okay? We would like to say hello and a happy Christmas to all our listeners.
Yeah.
You know, we have a massive online following on Facebook. And, of course, to all our seniors and Macquarie's Senior Social Club. And, yeah, we just
have... Our family and friends.
Yeah, family and friends.
And can we all thank yous as well, by the way?
Thank you.
Want to say that.
Yeah.
Right, okay, Mary Rogers, Mary McGee, Mary Jo Boner, collectively the three Marys. Okay. Take it away.
Come on, they told me, pa-ra-pa-pa-pum, our newborn king to see, pa-ra-pa-pum-pum. Our finest gifts we bring, pa-ra-pa-pum-pum, to lay before the king, pa-ra-pa-pum-pum, ra-pa-pum-pum, ra-pa-pum-pum. So to honor them, pa-ra-pa-pum-pum, when we come. Baby Jesu, pa-ra-pa-pum-pum, I am a poor boy too, pa-ra-pa-pum-pum. I have no gift to bring, pa-ra-pa-pum-pum, that's fit to give a king, pa-ra-pa-pum-pum, ra-pa-pum-pum, ra-pa-pum-pum. Shall I play for you, pa-ra-pa-pum-pum, on my drum? Mary nodded, pa-ra-pa-pum-pum, the ox and lamb kept time, pa-ra-pa-pum-pum, I played my drum for him, pa-ra-pa-pum-pum, I played my best for him, pa-ra-pa-pum-pum, ra-pa-pum-pum, ra-pa-pum-pum. Then he smiled at me, pa-ra-pa-pum-pum, me and my drum, me and my drum.
Thank you so much, and a beautiful finish to that one as well. Thanks so much for calling, Dan. I really appreciate it and helping to make this Christmas extra special. And we've a ton of people watching on our YouTube and Facebook channels. I think, sorry, did I just snort? I think a lot of them are, I think you're right. Maybe that was that you, Mary Jo Boner?
Yeah, that's me. I'm having a second sleep here.
Are you taking, you're taking one for me. Thank you so much. You are a dear and a darling. Listen, Mary Rogers, Mary McGee, Mary Jo Boner, thank you so much. Mary Rogers, Mary McGee, Mary Jo Boner, thank you all for coming.
Thank you,
all right,
Greg,
really, really do appreciate it.
Thank you, Greg, for having us and all at Highland.
It's our pleasure. And
Happy
I would
Christmas
imagine we'll be down again in Dunloma maybe in the summer, so who's to say we might not?
You'll be very welcome.
We'll renew acquaintances. What do you think, Mary?
Very good.
Okay,
we'll be delighted
stuff.
To
all
see
right.
you.
Have the kettle on, so as they say.
No.
All right, back with more after these. Okay, you are very welcome back to the 9 till noon show. We are live from the Mount Errigal Hotel here in Letterkenny. I have been very poor with the weather forecast. My apologies to Shop OK and all the crew there. But it's not very pleasant. Today will be very windy with strong to gale force, gusty west and northwest winds. High seas also with potential for wave overtopping along the coast. It'll be mostly cloudy with outbreaks of rain and drizzle. Highest temperatures today of 10 to 12 degrees. OK, again, thanks to the three Marys for calling in and a safe journey home to all of them. Right, OK. A Highland Radio listener has kindly made an anonymous donation to us here, and they wanted it to go to a person or organisations that are deserving of it in the community this Christmas. And we asked our social media, and you responded in your hundreds. And this morning we're joined by Rosa Glacken, Regional President of the Society of St Vincent de Paul. Rosa, thank you so much for joining us again. I do appreciate it.
Good morning, and a lovely show. Congratulations to you all, and thanks for having me.
No, it's our pleasure, and we wanted to bring you along, I suppose, to give the appeal another push, but also to hand over this donation to St. Vincent de Paul that was kindly given to us. It's a very, very busy time, obviously, and that continues right up to Christmas, of course, and beyond.
Yeah, we have been really, really busy, much busier than we expected. But really, the public have been so generous. We have been overwhelmed by the kindness of people, which obviously enables us to do our job. Our volunteers, I'd like to thank them. They've been flat out, as you can imagine, for the month. But we are so delighted we've been able to respond to all the requests that came our way and, you know, bring a bit of comfort to people out there. Because it is tough times with the rising cost of fuel, electricity and food in particular.
And then the unexpected.
And that's the one. You know, there isn't a much leeway between an income and then the unexpected occasion, you know, a washing machine or an illness or whatever.
Yeah.
So we're very delighted to be able to assist people. We're very, very grateful to the public for their generosity.
And Dr. Marie Hainsworth, not unlike the work that Rosa does as manager of the Donegal Domestic Violence Service, you know, all year round can be difficult, but events like Christmas and all can bring things into focus, make tough situations even more difficult.
And you know, the rise in homelessness has been one of the problems, and many of our clients would also utilise the services of St Vincent de Paul, so we do work very closely together. And you know, it's just this time of the year, obviously we'll be open throughout the whole Christmas period, so we can imagine that there's going to be difficulties, not just before Christmas, but in the immediacy straight after Christmas as well, unfortunately. So just to let people know that we are open, we are available, and we'll continue to provide the service. You know, don't be afraid to get in touch. Mm. Don't let things get too bad. You know, we don't want any fatalities or anything horrendous happening.
And that the reality is that is something you have to say?
It is, and it's something, you know, we're always trying to prevent, you know. So, yeah, we don't want to see situations like that in Donegal. What we want to do is to hope that people can get out, can get access to services. We have services available here. Mm-hmm. Use them and get the message out there.
Okay. Well, Rosa Glacken, you're encouraging people to contact you if possible as well. Corinne Temple of the Highland Radio team, you have an envelope for each of these ladies, do you? Yeah, okay. Thanks very much, Corinne. So are we also going to speak to Cathy, of course? Cathy O'Connor, I was going to come to you in a second, but we'll go to you right now. Cathy O'Connor, founder and organiser of the Spirit of Christmas in Donegal. Volunteers who provide a wonderful dinner for those living alone. You're also receiving a little donation today, and it's a busy time of the year for you all, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. And it's a wonderful time, and this donation, I'll tell you, comes down very, very well with us. We deliver, well, it's the annual Christmas dinner. This is our 18th year. A group of people just come together every Christmas and to deliver dinners for people on their own. We have something like 180 dinners this year going out. It has changed initially from since COVID, because the 2 years of COVID, we weren't able to have a sit-down meal, so we delivered dinners. And since that, it has taken on a whole new venture, whereas we're delivering about 30 dinners. People out in the community are delivering to their neighbours.
Brilliant. Listen, it's amazing, Kathy, and bringing so much you know, comfort to people. I don't know the correct term, but I think comfort might cover an awful lot of it. Corinne, just if you don't mind, and thank you so much, Kathy. Corinne, just remind people about this process and what we're doing and why we're doing it.
So basically we had a very generous listener who wanted to spread joy, I suppose, at Christmas time in the community. So we, as you said, we put a call out on our social media channels and we had hundreds of entries. So again, it wasn't an easy decision. But we have, I think, we have actually four very worthy charities. We had Eunan Deveni as well and his toy appeal. Eunan couldn't make it today with work commitments. But we had spoke with Liam Tinney and Tinney's Toys. And we bought some toys off him, and he offered them a cost price, so we got more money, more toys for
Liam,
what we were paying.
Liam. Okay,
yep.
Very excellent.
And then
toys.
We also contacted David in Foy & Company in Balbuffet, and so he then also matched what we were buying off him. So it was great.
So in other words, it amplified, the, because of the generosity of those two businesses, it amplified the brilliant donation.
Exactly.
Fantastic stuff. Okay. I'm sure we'll be speaking again in 2024, Rosa. Well done to you and the team and all of what you do in supporting people and being so generous in how you describe people's situations and invite them to seek help. It's really important that people, if they need it, do. And also, of course, Dr. Marie Hainsworth, thank you for your contributions throughout 2023. And as we head into 2024, of course, we will be speaking to you again. We'd all love none of these services to be required, Dr. Marie, but unfortunately, it is the way it is. And we have fantastic people like you guys that are right at the coalface of it.
And thank you, Greg, for highlighting the issue and taking it on. It's really appreciated. You know, the coverage is brilliant. Thank you.
Listen, thank you very, very much indeed. And Corinne will pass on those donations. Okay, back with more music after this. Is this us? We're back? All right, okay, we are back. So I was talking to Brendan Deveni, who just happened to randomly turn up here on other business, I presume. All right, Bren, thanks for that. Aaron is an indie pop artist from Letterkenny, Aaron Coleman, and he joins us in our little studio here. Thank you so much for joining us, Aaron. It's our pleasure. Talk to us a little about this project, this band, this music.
I've been doing it kind of for the past, I'd say, about 3 years. So
yeah.
I just write silly love songs and sing them. That's about
you
it.
You just like, enjoy it, and it happens to be art.
Yeah, it happens to be art, like if you could call it that. But I've always wanted to do it, and I kind of was spurred on from COVID. It was kind of the thing, like I knew it ever since I was a kid. I was like, oh, I want to be a singer one day. And then I just never did anything, and COVID happened, and I was like, what am I doing? Why am I chasing this?
Brilliant.
So I've just been doing it, and I've been gigging as much as I can, and I'll have new music out in the new year, and yeah, just loving life and gigging. It's class. I love it.
And the gigging is the real stuff you enjoy. Is it getting out there and seeing the lights in the eyes?
Gigging's that's the heart and soul of it. That's like the... That's the whole purpose of it, like,
when
you're up there.
And what is your setup, Aaron? I haven't seen you.
So my setup is, thankfully, I have a live band with me. So when I started out during COVID, I was kind of just doing the songs myself.
Mm-hmm.
And through the years, I met people, fantastic musicians. And I have my guitarist with me today, Owen Rainey, who has his own music, by the way, under that name. He hates when I say that, but they're truly gifted musicians. So I have like a full... live band, so there'll be five members, including myself.
Well, listen, we've had so much on the show. I hope you don't mind if we only get one track from
that's
you.
That's all good. I'm just happy to be on.
But you are getting to play us out, and I'll tell you, we should hook up again next year,
and
it's a bit more chilled. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
this, but we really do appreciate it. Sure. This is Aaron, and people can get your stuff where? Obviously, live?
Yeah, they can find me live. I'm actually playing tomorrow at a charity event in Donegal Town called Return and Light.
All right, where's that?
It's It's in, sorry if I mess this up, Kira's probably I'll help you. To this. It's like a little kind of community centre beside the church.
John Bosco, is it not?
That,
is
I, it? I think that's
it's not little.
If it's sorry, no, it's I'm not, wild bad with
gonna,
names.
I'll tell but, you, it's going to be a bit.
Yeah. So I'm there, and you can catch me actually all throughout. I'm flat out doing pub gigs over Christmas. I'm in the cottage on the 23rd and the 27th. I'm in Molly's in Dunfanaghy on the 26th and 29th. Abbey Hotel, no, 26th and 30th, sorry. Abbey Hotel on the 29th and Arnold's Hotel
brilliant.
On
so you're all over the place. That's
I
very
am trying
good.
As like much north, as I can.
North, south, yeah. east and west. There's not a lot yeah. travel south of the gap from up here.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, then. Listen, which one are you going to do, White Nikes or Unpredictable?
I'm going to do a song called White Nikes.
Brilliant. Take it away, lads. Sweet. Thanks so very, very much. And we'll play out with this. I just want to say thank you to everyone who took part in today's show. Thanks to Caroline O, who researched and produced as always. Shannon's with us. Kevin, his final act. He could have sabotaged us, but he didn't. He did fantastic as always. Kevin, we're really going to miss you. Thanks for coming back to do this. The Three Marys, the choirs, Sean Quinn, Corinne, Anya, everyone really. We're going to play out now with Arn, and this is White Nights. Have a great day. See you tomorrow, guys.
White jeans, a little cuts in them blank stare. Poisonous, just like venom. Say the words, and you know that she meant them. She meant them, yeah. What do I say? I can't just go and confront her. I might caught him. She's a one before some another thing. She has some nice shoes on her. Oh, damn, they're really nice, yeah, they're really nice, yeah. I think they're really nice, white nights. She speaks in tongues, so I do plan on speaking. She's the one, she'll eat meat, she's not vegan, wears whatever. She doesn't care what she's seen.